guys, welcome to the Chica Travel Podcast. My name is Lelo B and I'm so happy to be talking to you guys again. I don't want to say I'm so happy to be back because I don't know how long I'm going to be back for. Work is super hectic right now, but I thought, you know what, let me just put out this episode so that you guys know I'm still here. I still care about the podcast. I'm still super committed. And as soon as things quieten down, which should be now in August, I will definitely be back to record more episodes. I already have like super amazing guests that have confirmed that they are keen to have conversations with me. So it's really just a matter of, you know, sitting down and having those conversations about travel, this thing that we love so much. So besides work, I am chilling at home because, you know, lockdown and these cases keep going up and up. I am chilling at home. For the first time, I don't feel bad about being stuck in, you know, in Joburg because I understand why I cannot travel. So I'm really just waiting for my turn to get the vaccine. And I hope that you guys are also considering getting vaccinated because I'm not taking it for granted that people are all going to get vaccinated, because I actually had a conversation this week with a friend of mine who was also telling me that she is doubtful about getting vaccinated because she saw this WhatsApp that says that everyone who got vaccinated is going to die after 2 years. Yeah. So all I said was that, you know, just confirm that you trust whoever the source of this WhatsApp is and just go and read about, you know, vaccines from trusted sources, from reliable sources. I mean, we can't believe every single WhatsApp that, you know, that comes to our phone. So I hope that you guys are also relying on, you know, trusted sources of information to make your decisions about whether or not you want to get vaccinated. I definitely will be vaccinating. I hope that you all will be, because if we are going to be Chica traveling together, there's no vaccine, no entry. Enough about the vaccine. Let me tell you about this episode. So a while ago, I had a conversation with Lerato Bambo, and we spoke about her, you know, her experience with having lived in Bali, and she talked a bit about, you know, things that you need to do if you want to go and live abroad. So having had that conversation, part of it was this piece that you are going to hear next, where Lerato was talking about her experience living in Dublin, in Ireland. So I took it, you know, out as a separate episode so that you can enjoy it. And yeah, she's going to give you all you need to know if you are planning to travel to Ireland, as well as how much you should, you know, plan or budget to have in your pocket if you are planning that trip. So I really hope that you will enjoy this episode. And yeah, I think I will be back definitely in August, because then I know me and my guests would have spoken and we will have all these amazing conversations for you to listen to. So yeah, guys, let me know, how are you staying at home safe? What are you doing? How are you keeping sane now that we cannot travel? But other than that, I will chat to you guys on social media. Thank you so much for listening to Chica Travel Podcast as always. And I appreciate all the support. Let me know what you think of this conversation with Lerato. Enjoy. Tell us a bit about Ireland and what were your highlights, pretty much like you've done with Bali, and how was that experience? And visa, can I go? What's the process?
Okay, so Ireland is visa-free. It's one of the European countries that are visa-free for South African
guys. Why are we not going to Ireland? Why are we not going to Ireland? Are you serious? For up to 90 days?
Yeah. Yeah, for 90 days. So it's one of the visa-free countries for South Africans. So Ireland, I was there because of work, but it's an amazing country. So Ireland is very green and beautiful. It's, you're like, you feel like you're in this coloring book, because that's just how beautiful it is. And like these beautiful, like European houses, like English, it's beautiful. But basically, I lived in Dublin. So Dublin is the capital city of Ireland.
Yeah.
Ireland has, I think, 30-something counties, which we call provinces, and they're all very different. And it's a small country. You can actually drive around the whole country in 6 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, it's very small. There aren't that many people who live in Ireland. Most people, like, they're kind of religious. They're Catholic. It's a very Catholic country, and I was even going to church when I lived there. But Ireland is a great, one thing I love the most about Ireland were the Irish people. They were so welcoming, very nice. It's also very safe. You can go out. Like the police don't even carry guns. That's how safe Ireland is. So yeah, I felt safe all the time in Ireland and I loved working there, but it's very expensive. Dublin is expensive. So rent in Dublin, it's like, yeah, New York vibes, LA vibes. So most people actually live in other towns and then they commute and come into the city because it's cheaper that way. So in terms of Dublin, Dublin is a hip city. There's clubs, there's pubs, they call them pubs there. There's restaurants, they are like, there's so much to do and so many open parks. Cycling is a thing there. But the thing is, it rains a lot as well. So it rains like 80% of the time.
That's why it is
It explains why it's so green. It's the green there, like the grass and like the trees, just more green than anywhere else that I've ever been. It's like, it's just beautiful. I was always taking photos like, this place is, it's gorgeous. But yeah, so it rains a lot. So that's one thing I didn't like.
So is it raining in Huabata or it's really just rain? It's not that.
It's just raining.
Okay. Okay.
And then, so it rains a lot. Depending on where you live. If you live in Dublin, the traffic is horrible, like pretty horrible. So I just always took the tram or I'd walk everywhere. So I lived in Dublin I lived in a place called Donnybrook, which was close to my office. It took about like 20 minutes to walk to work because I like being close to work. I don't want to like commute unless I have to.
But would you suggest I'm in Dublin as a tourist destination though?
Yes, definitely. There's a lot to do. You can go to Ireland and just visit Dublin, basically, and then you'll be fine. So you can go, because Ireland is like home of Guinness, the beer. I went to the Guinness storehouse where you learn about like the history and how they make it, and then you get to taste it. You could do that, go to Dublin Castle. There's just like so much to do in Dublin. Like even as a person who lives there, because they keep introducing new things, there's like always something to do. And like my favorite thing were like these Saturday markets where they sell like fresh food and vegetables, and they also sell meals and that have different themes. So I went to one where they had a Turkish theme. Okay, I like Turkey. And they had Turkish food. And that was so nice. But there's always like events and concerts. I saw Drake in Dublin. I saw Nicki Minaj in Dublin. Who else did I see? And Mariah in Dublin. But there's like, it's just this mega city that's in the middle of Europe. And you can go anywhere from Dublin. Like you can go to the UK on a train, like go to Belfast. You can go to France with a boat. So it's an amazing country. I highly recommend visiting Ireland, and I have a lot of tips for people who want to move to Ireland, because there's a big South African community in Ireland. They even have a South African day where they braai and they just chill, and they're really cool people. And there's a lot of South African shops and restaurants in Dublin as well. So you'll find your tribe. Like some white girl actually, she invited me to a braai. She was like, bring pap. And I was like, yo. Like, where am I going to find maize meal? But like, yeah. So you'll meet like a whole lot of people, even like a whole lot of black South Africans in Ireland. So I enjoyed living in Ireland, and I highly recommend it as a place to live or a place to move to if you want to live abroad.
So you said when I'm visiting, how long can I stay without a visa? Because you said I don't
know. In Ireland for 3 months.
3 months. Okay. Oh, wow. It really sounds awesome. But I guess, you know, when you're saying you can reach France and on a boat or whatever, just remember you don't have a visa.
Yeah, you need a Schengen visa if you're planning on doing that. But
okay. And you said it is expensive. So if I'm planning to go there for like seven days, I want to spend 7 days in Dublin, and I want to do like some activities, and I want to stay in a maybe 4-star hotel or like an Airbnb, but very nice, plus minus budget that I should. Like an estimate that I should plan for
7 days, I'd say about like 30. Wait, 30K. So the thing that's very expensive in Dublin or Ireland in general is accommodation.
Okay.
So in terms of like activities, you're going to be paying like 20 euros, 30 euros, 50 euros, but accommodation, it can be like 300. Like a hotel that's not even nice would be like $200 a night. So that's the thing about island, especially Dublin, it's the pricing for the hotels is very expensive. Mm. So depending on where you choose to stay, I would say, let's say 20,000 if you're like a budget traveler like me, because I always get a nice place to stay because I'm not sleeping in a dodgy place. But then everything else, I'm like on a budget basically. Yeah. So 20,000 I think would be enough to see a bit of Ireland. And one of the best ways actually to explore Ireland is they have these tour companies where they do day trips to different parts of the country.
Oh, nice.
You basically buy a tour for like $30, $50, and then the bus leaves at 6 a.m. and you drive to another part of the country and you get there, they show you around and they give you free time to like do whatever you want. And then they say, okay, at 3 o'clock, the bus is leaving, or 5, 7 o'clock, the bus is leaving. And that's what I did when I first moved there, so I can get familiar with the place. So I went to Cork. I loved Cork. I actually went to Cork 6 times. Cork is famous because it's the last place where the Titanic stopped before the tragedy, like the whole...
Yeah.
So they have a museum there in Cork, and it's just another vibrant city. So Apple actually has offices in Cork. Facebook has offices in Dublin. Like all these tech companies are opening in Ireland. So that's why I'm like, if you want to move abroad and you're in like the tech industry, Ireland is your country, because they're looking for young people. Like on LinkedIn, I get so many job offers and like information on, and I'm like, I'm not going back to corporate. But Ireland is a great hub right now. So Cork is like the home of Apple. They have like all these big companies there. Booking.com's also like there. There's like a lot happening in Ireland. So Cork is a great place to visit. Google it thing. Facebook is there as well. Facebook is in Dublin. There's just a lot to do, and like a lot of job opportunities for like even like construction workers. Because I noticed in the South Africans and Ireland group, most people who move abroad, like for Ireland, for example, there's a shortage in like teachers and construction workers and people like white people. Sorry.
Yeah.
But white people take these jobs just to be able to get in, and then they build from there.
Because,
like in Ireland, most of the Irish people go to America and they go somewhere else, and there's a shortage, like especially for teachers. So that's a good way to get into Ireland, because South Africa is recognized as a country that speaks English.
Yes.
And they want us English speakers. So I feel like as South Africans, like we're kind of like privileged, I don't know if that's the correct word, but like the fact that we come from a country where English is like an official language, then that kind of can help you a lot.
Gives an advantage
when you look around. So definitely visit Cork, do the Ring of Kerry. The Ring of Kerry is basically a scenic drive where I did a blog about that. You do it for 2 days and you stop and you see different castles, you see it's very nice and historic. You can go to Wexford. I loved Wexford. It's another town 2 hours from Dublin. That's actually the only place where there was a black hairdresser that was cheap. Because in Dublin, braids were 5,000 rand. And I was like, the lady wanted to charge 5,000 rand. I was like,
Stay with my hair.
I found a black lady in Wexford. Wexford is 2 hours from Dublin. And she was charging 1,000 rand. And I was like, hey, it's better than
the 5,000.
So her name's Monica. She became my hairdresser. Wexford is a nice town. And then there's the town, kind of what's that town? There's another town where it's the oldest town because the Vikings, because Ireland is known for Vikings. So Vikings like originate from Ireland. And Halloween is an Irish holiday. It originates from Ireland as well. So I forgot the Viking town. Waterford. It's famous because of Waterford crystals. So I went to the museum. It's, you know, like that ball in New York that they drop every year?
Yeah.
And that ball was made by Waterford. It's crystal. And it's one of the most expensive things that they ever made. But the Waterford crystal factory is like, it's an Irish brand. A lot of companies, I was surprised to discover, like, there's so many companies that are Irish, basically. That most people don't know. Like, I was really shocked when I like found this out. Like, your island is, it's a special country.
Wow.
I highly recommend visiting or even moving, especially if like you're a young family, like the schools are good. Yeah, it's just like, I can't say anything bad about Ireland except that it rains.
And you, yeah, it rains a lot. And you did say, well, the people are friendly and they're really warm and welcoming. And I guess that just makes it easy then for, you know, for anyone.
Because like in a country where you like stand out as a black person, people like stare at you and like people ask, like in Turkey, people would touch me and like touch my braids. And then I got used to it after a while. In Ireland, none of that ever happened. Everybody was just like respectful. And yeah, I found Irish people to be so like really nice. Like, you know, Jameson is from Ireland. What's the other brand? Like Bushmills. Like there's a lot of Irish brands that are Irish and people don't know. So yeah, but I highly recommend visiting Ireland and I think there's 33 or 35, I don't know how many counties. And you can also learn some Gaelic. So I like languages. And then when I move to different places, I always take courses. So when I was in Ireland, I went for Gaelic lessons at the library. They had that for free.
Isn't that thing difficult?
It's very difficult. But I went for lessons. So at the library, because they saw me, and libraries are like free, and you just get all these access to free things. Like Europe is nice, but basically I was taking Irish lessons. So 2 times a week we go to the library and then we like practice speaking to each other and like learning how to count, how to say hello and stuff like that. But yeah, so Ireland, I highly recommend visiting, but not going in March, because March is St. Patrick's month. So the whole St. Patrick's Day, they have parades and all these Americans come and it's just crowded and everything is overpriced. So don't go in March. That's
Thank you for that tip.
March, because you know St. Patrick's Day. So St. Patrick was basically a saint. He's actually not even Irish, but he's a guy who he's kind of like they believe because they like have a lot of things that they believe in. Yeah. But basically St. Patrick is this guy who saved Ireland and he chased away the snakes according to them. But according to science, it's more like Ireland is too cold for snakes. But like if
you're not really St. Patrick.
They'll say like St. Patrick chased away the snakes. He like prayed and the snakes went away. But they have like these crazy, not crazy, I'm sorry, Irish people. They have these beliefs that they believe in, and it's fine, Irish people, and I love you guys for that. But so in March they have a day called St. Patrick's Day, which is his birthday. I forgot the date. I think it's like the 3rd of March or something. And they celebrate where everybody wears green. In New York it's a big thing, because when I was in the US, the first time I actually knew or found out about St. Patrick was when I was living in the US and I was in New York. Everybody's wearing green and they all get drunk, and in Chicago they turn like the water into the color green, and everybody just celebrates the St. Patrick guy. And so in Ireland it's an actual holiday, it's a big deal.
I'm seeing it says 17th of March. I'm on Google and I'm seeing all these pictures and everything is green, and
everybody wears green and they drink green beer and parades. It's like a big deal. And I was surprised because Americans also like into this. So a lot of Americans fly to Ireland for this.
For this one.
So that's why I'm like, March, don't go in March. Avoid
it's
too much. And like the last in 2018, it snowed during St. Patrick's, but still people were in the streets. It was snowing and very cold, and they were like,
we are still gonna celebrate.
I'll just stay home. But yeah, so I actually ended up going to meet up with a South African girl for coffee that day who was there for this thing. But yeah, apart from that, I wouldn't recommend visiting Ireland in March because it's one of the coldest months and it's also St. Patrick. So rather go in summer, in June or July. But yeah, expect a lot of tourists.
Yeah. Okay.
But in summer it doesn't rain, so that's another thing.
I will go. If I go, I'll go in summer, because then you can see the place, and then you know you don't have to worry about rain. You know.
Yeah. No, but you get used to it. Like even buy a raincoat. It's normal.
I give out the rain, but I'm getting pictures. I'm getting pictures wrong when it's raining. Oh, Lerato, thank you so much. I think
no problem.
I really want you to come back again, and then we're gonna speak about Turkey and all the things that people can do there. And I know, just really expand on Turkey, because you did say it's also like one of your favorites, right?
Yeah, it's my favorite country. It's the best country in the world.
Wow, and this comes from someone who has seen quite a lot of countries. So definitely we have to talk about it. Okay, we must make time then.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on your podcast.
Yes, my darling. I will be directing people to your website, your blog, because you have quite a lot of, you know, tips and information for people wanting to either go live overseas or even travel in general. So yeah, I will definitely be directing them to go and check all that info out. But thank you so much. This is amazing. I appreciate you making the time.